Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Steve Klasko. How are you, Steve?
I'm great, thanks. I'm here in Miami. How bad can it be in February when it's 80 degrees?
There you have it. And speaking of how bad it could be, this is a guy who has turned around healthcare from Jefferson Health from 3 to 18 hospitals, $1.8 billion to $9 billion. He's written some of the top books, and to me, he's always been a true thought leader in the future of healthcare. And so right now, you are the executive in residence for General Catalyst. Explain what General Catalyst is.
I actually have a few jobs. One of the things I decided was when I left Jefferson, which was a fantastic opportunity, I really wanted to look at how we could take the concept of healthcare at any address and redefine how hospitals and health systems are defined in a much broader way. That, you know, it's great writing books. You know, I've now written six. I wanted to really look at how we could take things like population health, social determinants, health equity from philosophic and academic exercises to the mainstream clinical care and payment model. So obviously one of the things I was going to do is work with Hemant in Asia. Hemant is the managing partner of General Catalyst. General Catalyst, for those of you who don't know, has always been a venture capital firm that's looking 10 years into the future. So they invested early on in Airbnb, Warby Parker, and Stripe. Think about that, right? It was, you know, Airbnb was, you want to build bigger hotels, you don't have to build any hotels. And then they got into healthcare with things like Livongo. So Hemant had written a book called Unscaled about that concept that the 21st century economy was going to be unscaled. And then he and I got together in sort of, you know, a way that said, what if a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, move fast and break things, got together with a CEO of a health system in a mission-driven, we improve lives way, and had a baby? What would that baby look like? And we wrote a book together in 2020 called Unhealthcare, a manifesto for health assurance. So I came into General Catalyst when I left Jefferson, helping the founders and others sort of think about how we can bring those two systems together. But I also work with Sheba Medical Center, which is the largest health system in Israel and an innovation hotbed. And I'm their North American ambassador, and also a venture firm called Abundant Venture Partners, which leads something called AVIA, Abundant Venture Innovation Alliance, which I love because 62 different health systems got together and said, how can we get together in the innovation world? And AVIA helps them do that. So those are my three main roles, along with being a director at New York Stock Exchange Medical Device Company. And I'm also very proud to be chair of the board of Opera Philadelphia, which is a nonprofit club that I have.
That's great. So talk about what types of companies is General Catalyst going to purchase, to change? Are you only involved with healthcare, or describe what the sweet spot is of what you do?
General Catalyst is very, very, very large. So, you know, I think healthcare is probably 20-25%. Of what they do. They're in everything. Like I mentioned, Airbnb and Warby Parker and Stripe, or, you know, fintech, hospitality, just about everything. On the health system, on the healthcare side, they've done a really good job of evolving. So I think the initial piece in digital health was point solutions. You know, you think of a Livongo, or you think of some other point solutions, or primary care solutions like One Medical, or we had invested in a health insurer named Oscar that was like a cool health insurer, which probably an oxymoron. But they've also done, you know, things in behavioral health and others. I think where their next chapter is, and what I'm really excited about, is real partnerships with health systems. So we have what's called Tier 1 Partners Consortium of the Willing, 15 health systems. We brought in a guy named Daryl Toll to run that. 15 health systems that probably represent about 20% or more of the health systems in the country, starting with HCA, Jefferson's involved, you know, rural entities like WellSpan, Hackensack Meridian, that are basically partnering with GC to be part of the future of healthcare. But the other thing that Hemant has really led is this concept of responsible innovation, which I love, that as VCs, they have a responsibility to basically make sure that they're not just making the wealthy healthier. And if you think about it, so, you know, how do we put ethics in at the beginning of all these changes, right? I mean, think about this first here, Robert. If we had known in the Industrial Revolution that the internal combustion engine might cause climate change, we might have made some tweaks. If we knew that Mark Zuckerberg wasn't just creating Facebook so I could see my unbelievably cute grandkids in Providence, but could affect elections and spew hate, we might have made some changes. So we're not sitting here 20 years later, you know, having the Senate do hearings on what went wrong.
What's your vision for the future of healthcare? You've succeeded. You've done everything. Now you're able to do what's called, I love it, responsible innovation. What is the one biggest thing that you'd like to see happen in the American healthcare community over the next, say, 5 years?
I'm going to give you two. You know, because as you know, I started my career as a DJ, so we're always a little hyperbolic. So I'll give you one for my dream for health systems and one my dream for patients. So for health systems, I hope you come. I'll take Jefferson where I used to work. 5 years from now, if Elon Musk brings people from Mars down to Philadelphia and says, "Where's Jefferson?" I hope you can't define that. I mean, Jefferson on my phone or Jefferson on my TV or Jefferson that sends me texts or Twitters about my condition. Oh, you mean the place where really, 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 really sick people go? I think that's still a tenth of Walnut. So instead of us defining our health system by where we failed, which is what we've done, you know, where does my health system exist? It exists in my sickest hospital where I wasn't able to keep people healthy. Now, there will always be, I tell everybody, I want health systems to be like Target and Walmart. Think about this for a second. When Amazon disrupted retail, some folks said, oh my God, nobody's ever going to a store again. You know, think Circuit City. That failed. Some folks said, what a stupid fad. People will always love to walk 10 miles a day after Thanksgiving and fight over Cabbage Patch dolls. This will never make it. Think Sears and Penney's. But Target and Walmart said, wait, we're really good at what we do, but we also have to compete with Amazon in that retail at any address. So for health systems, my dream is that they're Target and Walmart. If you have pancreatic cancer, you want to go to the best hospital and get the best doctor. You don't care what their digital strategy is. You don't care how big the TV is. But for everything else, why should we create One Medicals and Chen Meds and Oak Streets that become billions and billions and billions of dollars of companies because we couldn't do primary care right? For patients, what I really, really hope is that you have the same kind of opportunity to access the healthcare system like you have in every other sector. You know, Harris Poll did a poll, I guess, about 6 months ago. 62% of people thought that American healthcare consciously makes things more difficult. I mean, we're not even that smart. It's not conscious. We just assume that you'll put up with it. I had written an article once that I got in trouble for. Actually, I've gotten in trouble for a lot of articles. But one was that people have way too much respect for their doctors. And what I said is, if you have an appointment at 8 and your doctor shows up at 8:45, 90% of the time you're going to say, "That's okay, Dr. Klasko. You probably had an emergency." The fact is, that's true about 12% of the time. The other 88% of the time, I was at Grand Rounds or I was at breakfast. But I know patients will tolerate that. You know, and the fact is, we have to get to the point where we think of ourselves as both clinicians, scientists, but also no different than folks on a consumer side. The reason the Oak Streets and the Chen Meds have done so well is because they're saying, hey, we'll see you in 15 minutes, you know, and we'll take care of you and we'll communicate with you. Why the heck couldn't we have done that? You know, why are we now whining that, you know, we're losing those patients? So to me, for consumers, for patients, for people, I try to think about the 97% of people in Philadelphia or now in Miami that don't wake up in the morning and say, "I'm a patient." They might have cancer. They might have chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. They might have diabetes. But the companies that are really making it are treating them like people, not like patients. In the past, we would say, well, come to my office, come to my urgent care center, come to my ER, come to my hospital. They don't want to do any of that. What they want is an invisible friend so they don't have to think about their chronic disease. I mean, I've been a cancer survivor. I've had some heart disease. You know, I don't want to think about it. So as I see the future, I'll have wearables that will monitor me and say, hey, Steve, you know, today you ought to do some more exercise, or today maybe, you know, don't have that steak. When it tells me that I have to go see a doc, I'll go see a doc. So to me, that's what my life is ought to be like. My son is an actor. He did a Love's Diapers commercial. I made the mistake of watching it 5 times on YouTube, and now every time I get on Google, I get, Steve, are you having another baby? Do you need diapers? You should try Huggies. Now, if they can do that with diapers, why can't they do that for somebody that has lupus and, you know, or my genomics that are different and do that way? That's my dream.
And there you have, what an exciting future. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear about a unique practice after, I don't know, 1,000 CEOs I've interviewed. The first time I've ever heard this done. And this was during the pandemic, an amazing way to pull a whole culture together. Back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Dr. Steve Klasko. And Steve, we want to talk. We spoke before about the future of healthcare, but you built Jefferson hugely from 3 to 18 hospitals, one of the most beloved, one of the most successful institutions in America. You've told me before about this interesting practice you did during the pandemic to pull together and to galvanize your team. And I know you were a DJ in the past, and that has to do with it. Share what that practice is.
First of all, I just want to make it really clear. We did go from 2 to 18 hospitals. We brought together a 197-year-old health science university. Thinking like a startup company, we merged with a design university to create the first design thinking curriculum in a medical school, and we acquired a Medicaid and Medicare Advantage plan. And it was, you know, frankly, I was the orchestra conductor, but, you know, it was an amazing, amazing, amazing team that brought all that together. So, yeah, I started my career as a DJ, Robert, and I got fired. And the only reason that I became a doctor is because I needed a job, and I was pretty good at science. And my second interview, it turns out that an OBGYN was interviewing me. You think about OBGYNs coming a lot between midnight and 5. My gig in Philadelphia, I was little Stevie Kent on WYSP from midnight to 5, and he had heard me. So that was like that was a really unique way of getting into medical school. So think about this. It's 2020. We had the largest COVID load of any health system in Philadelphia. We had 35,000 employees. We made some really bold decisions, Robert. First decision we made, even though, you know, like most systems, we were down $500 million to $1 billion, we didn't furlough or lay off anybody because we had three values: do the right thing, put people first, and be bold and think different. And we did all of that. But what you're talking about is, I was trying to think about how can I keep my 35,000 employees, especially the frontline employees, nurses and doctors that are going to war every day and then coming home to that same war of COVID, and keep them engaged. And we really had a trifecta, Robert, in Philadelphia. We had COVID and the pandemic. We had the racial unrest because it was right around when George Floyd was the George Floyd protests were happening. We had a very diverse group of employees and a lot of protests in Philadelphia. And we had this financial tsunami that everybody was hurting. A lot of our employees were married to people or partnered with people from hospitality industry. So I said, how can I communicate? And I didn't want to just write emails or pontificate. And I think music is the heart and soul of how we think. Music is the heart and soul of emotion. So I started the Friday playlist. And it became the single most important, I think, morale and culture builder at Jefferson. Every Friday, we would come up with a theme or something would happen that week, and we would do a playlist, and we would put it on Spotify. And, you know, the one I remember was, you know, when right in the middle of the George Floyd protests, people were angry. Certainly our African-American colleagues were angry. And, you know, I put that right on. We put some songs like Twisted Colors by Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions, People Get Ready by Aretha Franklin and others. But what happened is, it was miraculous, Robert. That's how then the employees started to respond with songs. So literally, I remember during that week when I put out the songs, somebody said, wrote me an email, well, you probably won't put this. There's another song by Curtis Mayfield, which isn't as optimistic, called Mighty Mighty Spade and Whitey. You probably won't do that. And we put the lyrics to that song out and talked about what changed and what hasn't. So we were able to get into discussions that almost nobody else could get into through songs. And I think that led to like several different things. One of the things is our nurses won a competition and ended up on the Ellen Show because they had this, right in the middle of COVID, In the peak of the pandemic, they had this thing for this song that Sia had done called Level Up, and they wanted the best sort of choreographed group of nurses to level up. We won at Jefferson. But I think a lot of it was that sort of, hey, we can be optimistic, or at least to express ourselves through music. And that's now led to my sixth book. It's actually now on Amazon pre-order, but it's called A Feeling All Right, named after Joe Cocker and Beatles song, Feeling All Right, How the Message in the Music Can Create a Healthier Healthcare. And it basically has a playlist that'll be on Spotify, about 50 songs, but every chapter is led by a song. First chapter, Courage to Change by Sia, what we just talked about. Do we have the courage to change healthcare? Second chapter, Simon and Garfunkel. Some of you might remember that song, Keep the Customer Satisfied. And that's certainly something we have to think about as we think about consumer segmentation. There's a great Nat King Cole song about, I never learned the things I needed to learn in school. And that's about how we need to train doctors different. So I think it's another way of bringing some really serious topics about the future of healthcare and having people sing along.
Just absolutely brilliant. And first time I've ever heard this. Think about everyone, all you CEOs out there, and we've about 600,000 now listening in, go to something like music. That's how you build people viscerally. That's how you hit their emotions. Final question. One person in leadership who inspires you, who you've learned something from.
I think I'd say two. I mean, again, I know you keep asking one. I mean, one is, I love Jeff Bezos, and I think, you know, probably a lot of people would say that. I mean, if you're not going to say your mother or father or Queen Elizabeth or the Pope, you know, and you're talking about business, you know, probably most people say Jeff Bezos. But the reason isn't because he necessarily, you know, created Amazon or he's a billionaire. What I love about him is what I just talked about, Robert. If you read any of his books or you listen to him, when he was creating a bookseller online, and he said, no, wait, like they were losing all this money. And he was saying, no, I want to sell everything this way. Everything. I don't care how much money we lose because we're going to build a multi-billion dollar company. We're going to build the largest retail company. I took that. I mean, I took that and, you know, my team can tell you, 2013, we're cute and cuddly. We're a two hospital system. Penn's huge. And my first interview with the Philadelphia Business Journal, we're going to be the largest health system in Philadelphia. And we're going to, and you know, some people laughed and some people didn't, and we became the largest health system in Philadelphia. The other one that really is my real hero was Steve Jobs. I led an Apple advisory board in the early 2000s, you know, when that was really just a computer and operating system company. And, you know, Steve Jobs was uniquely able to look at 10 years in the future and say, why don't we do it today? And if you think about that corollary for healthcare, Apple stock was 15. That was about 8,700 splits ago. And I did not keep my options. He basically talked about computers and operating systems being the old math and the new math being this thing called digital lifestyle. And Robert, everybody at Apple said, hey, you're either crazy or on drugs. I mean, actually was on drugs, but he wasn't crazy. Our entire revenue is computers and operating systems. You know, but obviously that turned out really well for Apple. When I got to Jefferson, I shamelessly stole that. I said, the old math is inpatient revenue, outpatient revenue, NIH funding, and in-person tuition. The new math is going to be strategic partnerships with digital companies, with philanthropy, with venture philanthropy. And I got the same reaction, you know, like, you're crazy. You know, like, just get us another MRI so we can compete with Penn. And even back in 2013, we invested $30 or $40 million in telehealth in 2013. I mean, that was like, you know, teaching Satanism, you know, at that point, because it was all about how do I get more people into my hospital. I think that those two folks are ones that we look back on now as like, oh my God, you know, business leaders. But they all took chances, and it's not like everybody said, huzzah. Bill Gates, I think, was more of the, I'm going to add a lot of hard drives to our Windows thing and did it in a more incremental way, obviously also very well. But those two could have easily failed. And in both cases, in certain parts of their career, they did fail.
And there you have it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Lisa Ingram. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Terrific, and glad to be with you because Lisa has a unique position in the history of America. She is the president, CEO, and chair of the board of White Castle Systems. So, as many of you know, White Castle was founded 101 years ago and was the first hamburger franchise in America, probably in the world. And as a matter of fact, was the founder of the slider, which we'll hear that story later on. We'll hear what she's doing in DEI as well. Very exciting stuff. You know, this is your fourth generation leader of White Castle. What does the company mean to you?
I'm so honored to be the leader of White Castle. When you think about family businesses, for them to get to fourth generation is very, very challenging. I think only 3 or 4% of family businesses make it to fourth generation. And so to be the first woman and to be a fourth generation family member of an iconic American brand that your great grandfather started is really a wonderful story, and it's a wonderful place for me to leave a legacy on a little piece of pop culture.
So right now, it's about 360 restaurants, and what's interesting is you've decided, when we're talking about how you've built the brand, you've never gone public, and you've never franchised. Talk about that.
My great-grandfather was a loving control freak. He wanted to make sure that the interaction that he had with the team members and with the customers was very personal and very face-to-face. And so throughout the generations, that has been continued because we believe that that's a wonderful way for us to keep the connection with our team members and to keep making memorable moments for our customers. So we do not franchise, and we're very vertically integrated. So we have many manufacturing plants that make our own buns that go on the sliders, and beef patties that we make. We also have retail plants that make all of our retail product, which I'm sure that we'll talk about a little bit later. But we've always believed that having that direct interaction with the customers and with our team members was critically important to our success, and we're really happy with that business model and continue to find great success.
And when you're vertically integrated, I'm guessing that helped you with this whole supply chain challenge that everyone's having.
Yeah, certainly we see increases in raw material costs, but it does help that we know where we can get our buns and our meat patties to make those one-of-a-kind sliders. So we're very fortunate in that respect. And our manufacturing, my great-grandfather actually got us into manufacturing, and it's been a wonderful addition to our company and continues to be a tremendous asset to our brand.
Let's ask the question that everyone wants to know. So you were actually the first slider, and now sliders are everywhere. But you're even, like, right now you're wearing a Slider Queen shirt. There you go. What was the secret with how Billy Ingram, your great-grandfather, how did he come up with the concept of the slider? I think everyone wants to know that.
My great-grandfather was an insurance salesman in Wichita, Kansas, and at the ripe old age of 41, he decided to quit his job and begin his wild experiment, as his friends called it, in the restaurant business. He had found this product, hamburger, and he thought it tasted really good and was a great, nutritious product that everybody should be able to afford. So he took the hamburger, rolled it into a little ball, and smashed it into some onions. And that was the first slider. And he wanted to sell it for 5 cents because he wanted everybody to be able to afford it. And he opened a little, what they called at the time, shack. And it had stainless steel grill, enough for a couple people to sit at the counter so they could see how he was cooking it. It went off really well. He was able to pay the money back in less than 90 days. And continued to expand the brand throughout the Midwest and the East Coast in the 20s and 30s.
You started, I think it was like 1995 or 97 when you started at White Castle. I think your dad might have been CEO. But you started in marketing.
I did.
What have you learned from that that helped you build this whole brand?
Understanding from a marketer's perspective why your customers engage with you is really, really important. And so beginning my career in marketing and getting to interact with customers and seeing all the customer data on how they feel about the brand and what they love about the brand and what things they don't like about the brand really helps from a perspective as you continue to move up the ladder to always keep that in mind, to always understand that the customer is critically important, that we make sure that we're meeting their needs today and hopefully in the future. And as we continue to evolve, as generations of customers have continued to patron White Castle, we've had to adapt our marketing and our innovation and our products and our packaging and all sorts of stuff to make sure that we continue to be relevant to each subsequent generation, which is really fun. It's an exciting challenge, and it's one that I think that we've done a really good job at.
What's something that surprised you from when you were saying what customers love, what they don't love? What did you find out that growing up in the business, you said, huh, that's interesting, and that made you make some type of change?
I think it's interesting how much customers associate these wonderful, memorable moments with our product. So whether it's coming in for lunch or a meal with your grandparents or your parents because that's a restaurant that they love to go to, or it's a late night experience that you get to experience maybe with some buddies after a night out. All of those different types of experiences resonate with our customers in a way that we call memorable moments, and they all revolve around the slider and the uniqueness of that product and the way that it makes the customers feel when they're eating a product that makes them warm and happy with their friends and family. And so continuing to keep that center focus and not change that, but adapt the brand to the different trends that are going on, I think is really, really interesting for an 100-year-old brand.
So when you talk about trends, it was obviously a big advance to go into the supermarkets. What was the thinking behind that?
That's a great story as well. So my father would go out and visit every castle every year. And when he was on the visits with our team members, he would go out and talk to customers. And he noticed that many customers would order, let's say, 20 or 30 sliders at one time. And they wanted four for here, but then they wanted the rest wrapped, which is not something that is in our traditional operations. But each team member would wrap the each slider individually and put it in our box. And when he asked the customers about what they were doing with the sliders, and this was back in the 80s, the customer said that they took the sliders home, they put them in their freezer, and they had purchased this new thing called a microwave oven. And if you take it out of the freezer and put it into the microwave oven for 20 seconds and heat it up, it's really good. And so from there, we ended up doing this a lot. And from there, he said, you know, we should be able to give customers products that they can take home with them and that they can have in their freezer. And so how do we do that in the best way? And so he went out and talked to a lot of different grocery stores. And honestly, they told him he was crazy that customers did not want to buy restaurant products in grocery store aisles. And so we, fortunately, he didn't really listen to them. And we figured out a way to have a small factory that would make the burgers. And we sold them to a retailer. And that was about 35 years ago. And now that business is 20 to 25% of our overall sales. It is nationwide. So even though we only have 360 Castle locations, we are in most major grocery stores across the United States.
I've heard that you have something called the Cravers Hall of Fame. Describe what that is.
So this is one of the things that I love about our brand is we always are looking for ways to honor our customers. And so the Cravers Hall of Fame is an opportunity for our customers each year to submit their stories about why they love White Castle. And every year we get a couple hundred submitted for consideration. We pick usually about 10. And we've had some famous Cravers in there. So Alice Cooper is in our Cravers Hall of Fame, the Smithereens, the Beastie Boys, Stan Lee. But we also have lots of stories of everyday people that just love White Castle.
When you talk about innovation, you've about 1 minute until a commercial break. Talk about, he's called Flippy the Robot, right? That's like a pretty cool innovation.
It's very cool. You know, like many businesses, finding team members can be challenging, especially right now with the labor market the way it is. And so we continue to look for ways to make the jobs for our team members as efficient as possible. And our look into innovation has many different facets. And so it might be developing a team member app that our team members can use to easily get their schedules. It may be upgrading equipment. So we changed out all of our grills several years ago to make those more efficient and easier for our team members. So Flippy was an opportunity for us to take a position where a team member works the fryer. Sometimes in Suncastles, we need two team members to work that because we have a lot of different products that go through our fryers, more than many other QSRs. Having a robot that can manage that station allows us to redeploy those team members into other areas of the castle and to other customer-facing interactions where they can create memorable moments.
We're about to take a commercial break with Lisa Ingram. When we come back, we're going to talk about building a great culture and how you do that.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Lisa Ingram, who is the fourth generation leader as chair of the board, president, and CEO of White Castle Systems. Still a family-run company, no franchises. They control everything because they really care about the customers. So you have this culture. You've about 10,000 employees. And it seems people work for generations and generations. Like, that's what all CEOs I speak with every day, they want this great culture. What's the secret of how you do it?
If you were to ask our team members why they stay at White Castle for 10, 20, 30, even 40 years, many of them will say because it feels like a family. And they're not necessarily talking about me or the family that owns White Castle, they're talking about the family atmosphere that is created in their castle or in their plant or in their department in the home office. And we really try to make sure that we are empowering leaders, that we are giving leaders the opportunity to make great choices with their team members in terms of flexibility, in terms of benefits, all of those types of things so that we can create a great, fun atmosphere that our team members really love. Some of the stats that I would share is our general managers have an average tenure of 20 years, which is really, really a wonderful stat. And out of our 450 restaurant leadership positions, so that's a general manager and up, 442 of them started behind the counter and worked their way up. And so, again, we're able to give a lot of people a great opportunity to advance within our company and or give them a great opportunity to stay with our company for many years and become an integral part of who we are.
Do you have any unique practices? Like, for example, I know you have a slide, you know, because you're the slider queen in there, but any unique practices that you use to build that family feel that maybe some other corporate CEO I speak with might say, wow, I would love to be able to do something like that?
I think a lot of our success is due to the fact that we don't franchise. So we know we have all of our stores are company owned. I go out and visit every single region every year. My father used to go visit every single castle. And that helps create that connection to the team members that they know the family that owns the company and that we care about each and every one of them out in the castles. I think that's something else that we try to do is we try to make sure there's a lot of cross-pollination. So May is National Hamburger Month, and in May we have all of our team members who work in the home office, which is what we call our corporate office. We have them go out and work in a castle or a plant. It allows a lot of good interaction between our team. It allows the people in the corporate office to be on the front lines, which we think is really, really important. And it's a great opportunity for us to get some communication and some great memorable moments for our team members to have together.
When you came in as CEO, you've been involved with the company for years. How did you share the vision that you had? You had 10,000 people. What's your insight on how you actually do that? Because it's a big company. You've 360 castles. That's all over the place.
We have a great team that's very focused on making sure that we're aligned around our values. And when you align around values and you hire people for those values, you have a lot of synergy that allows you to all move in the same direction. Our vision is to feed the souls of Kramer generations everywhere, and our mission is to create memorable moments. And those things allow us to have very clear focus on what's important to us and how we should align our resources, whether that's talent, whether that's capital, and whether that's time, to make sure that we're moving in a direction where we're growing, but we're getting to a point where we are creating memorable moments every day and feeding the souls of Kramer generations.
What was the biggest crisis or challenge that you ever faced that you had to deal with?
Well, certainly over 100 years, you know, we've dealt with a lot of things, whether that's the Great Depression, whether that's world wars, et cetera. The last 2 years has certainly been an interesting challenge for the restaurant industry, as it was severely impacted at the start of the pandemic as people stayed home. And so managing through the constant change of what was going on in each of the different cities and states that we operated in, and building a culture of communication. So how do we communicate with our team members quickly and more often? And how do we to reassure them that we're making decisions to help them and the company survive this challenge? And then how do we celebrate those wins when we do have them to continue to give everybody confidence that we're moving in the right direction and we will be able to survive this pandemic as well? And so that was definitely a challenge that many CEOs, certainly myself included, had never had to face.
Absolutely. And one thing, though, you've done through challenge or not is you've been a huge proponent of having women executives, having diversity there. And some of your numbers are amazing, like 75% of your managers are women. Talk about what you're doing.
As a woman coming into any company, you want to make sure that you're in an environment that celebrates and actively encourages diversity. And certainly in White Castle, we were doing that. But over my tenure, we have continued to focus on this and really believe that it is a tremendous unlock for us. So 75% of our managers are female. 54% of them are ethnically diverse. My executive team is half female and diverse, and as is our board of directors. We recently just got to that stat. So we continue to look at all levels of the organization and want to make sure that we have diversity represented across our organization, so that whether you're ethnically diverse or gender diverse, you're LGBT, you can see somebody in White Castle that looks like you, that is similar to you, that you can aspire to at different levels. I think that's critically important. I do not think that innovation happens without diversity. And so we're continuing to be very proud of the work that we've done, but we continue to move forward and make sure that we have that at all levels and all areas of the company.
Final question. What was a conversation you had with a family member that really inspired you? And we have a little over 1 minute left.
My father has always been an inspiration to me, and his leadership style is one that really lets you try different things, even if he may not think it's a good idea. And so I remember several times when I would go in and talk to him about an idea, and he just kind of give me a look like, I think you're a little crazy on this one, but I'm going to go ahead and let you try it, because that is how great ideas and great unlocks happen, is if you have a team that you believe in, that is smart, that is willing to try different things, even if you don't personally think it might work. You could be surprised.
And there you have it. Try new ideas. Be open to new ideas. Lisa, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey,
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.